El Niño heat dome pushes Europe's capitals to record heat. Europe faces a blistering heat dome driven by El Niño that pushes temperatures to new highs. Scientists link the heat to climate change and a persistent high pressure that traps hot air. The surge in heat has led capitals to issue alerts and roll out emergency measures to shield the most vulnerable. Authorities warn the heat can be deadly and urge people to stay hydrated, seek shade, and avoid unnecessary travel. Vulnerable groups such as children, the elderly, and those with chronic illness are asked to take extra precautions. Across countries, services and schools adapt to the heat as officials stress preparation for more episodes to come. A heat dome driven by El Niño is pushing Europe to record heat across its capitals. France, Italy, and the United Kingdom issue red heat alerts and emergency steps to protect vulnerable people. Scientists say climate change is making heat waves more frequent, intense, and longer. A blocking high pressure traps hot air and interacts with El Niño and Atlantic patterns to keep conditions hot. Cooling centers open, schools close, and people are urged to stay hydrated to prevent heat-related deaths and illnesses. Heat dome driven by El Niño prompts record European heat context and mechanism. A heat dome fueled by a powerful El Niño is pushing temperatures to unprecedented levels across Europe's capitals. The phenomenon traps heat under a persistent high-pressure system, which compresses air near the surface and keeps clouds and rain at bay. Meteorologists note that this setup not only causes heat to spike quickly, but can also block advancing weather fronts, prolonging dry, sunny conditions. Officials warn that the unusual warmth this year is amplified by the El Niño event and related Atlantic conditions, making the pattern more persistent than usual. Impacts and public safety measures. The heat wave has triggered new alerts and emergency actions in several countries. In Italy, authorities issued a red heat alert for 15 cities, including Rome and Milan. France logged a record-high average for nighttime temperatures, while the United Kingdom's weather service warned of potential peaks near 38 degrees C. Storms with a large number of lightning strikes added to disruptions, with rail services affected and some flights impacted at London-area airports. Across Europe, other nations reported heat-related strain. Spain faced widespread heat warnings, with some regions nearing 40 degrees C in the shade. Poland anticipated temperatures up to 38 degrees C in Warsaw and potentially 41 degrees C in parts of Lower Silesia, which would set new records. The heat has driven people toward cooling options, such as rivers and canals, as official advice urged hydration and reduced travel for vulnerable groups. The crisis has also had tragic consequences. Authorities confirmed multiple heat-related deaths in several countries, drownings in France and Germany, and vulnerable individuals dying in their homes in France's southwest. In the United Kingdom, schools reduced activity as safety measures. In Madrid, city services opened a climate shelter offering water, meals, and hygiene facilities for the homeless and other at-risk residents. Official reactions and expert analysis. World leaders and scientists link the heat event to broader climate trends. United Nations officials highlighted the climate and energy crises as interconnected, stressing that reliance on fossil fuels underpins both, and calling the current heat wave a stark warning. In the scientific community, researchers described the heat dome as part of natural variability intensified by warming. They also pointed to persistent high-pressure patterns that allow heat to accumulate and linger. A rising consensus suggests that hotter atmospheres can act as a thermal trampoline, increasing the frequency and duration of heat waves, with blocking patterns becoming more common in some regions. Analysts note that the combination of a very strong El Niño, a cool mass in the North Atlantic, and jet stream shifts is producing unusual warming across Western and Central Europe. They caution that this pattern may persist into early July, keeping temperatures above average in many areas. Conclusion: the current European heat event driven by a heat dome under El Niño and amplified by climate change highlights how extreme temperatures surge when a persistent high-pressure system traps hot air. The observed impacts from record temperatures to cooling centers and school adjustments show that vulnerable groups are most at risk and that timely alerts and emergency measures save lives. Looking ahead, meteorologists warn that such episodes may become more frequent and enduring as warming persists, making sustained preparedness essential. Authorities must continue to expand heat resilience infrastructure, improve forecasts, and ensure access to shade, hydration, and safe shelter. Individuals should stay hydrated, seek shade, avoid unnecessary travel during peak heat, and check on neighbors and relatives who are at greater risk. The path forward requires both immediate protective actions and long-term climate mitigation to reduce future heat exposure. Frequently asked questions: what is a heat dome and how does El Niño affect it? A heat dome is a strong high-pressure system that traps heat near the ground. El Niño warms oceans and can push weather patterns to cook Europe longer. Which European capitals faced record heat and what signs stood out? London could reach 38-40 degrees C. Paris logged a record hot night of 21.6 degrees C on average. Rome and other Italian capitals were under red heat alerts. What actions did authorities take to protect people? They issued heat alerts and emergency measures. Cooling centers opened. Some schools closed. Cities offered shade, water, and help for vulnerable groups. How long might the heat last? Forecasters expect it to persist into early July. The heat sits under a stubborn high-pressure dome. How is climate change linked to this event? Scientists say warmer air makes heat waves more likely. A strong El Niño can intensify them. Persistent high pressure is more common with a warming world.